Summon theme song! Poof of Summon! Wizard!
To the Wizard Nerdcast. As usual, I'm Jane.
I'm Mare.
I'm Tanelli.
And I'm DK.
You motherfucker.
What?
You stole my candy cane.
You put it down.
In my personal area?
Once it leaves the hand, it leaves the personal area.
Ladies and gentlemen, a grave offense has taken place on this
night. I bet
you
they can guess what.
I mean, if it's that important to you. You can have it back.
There's a whole box of them in the cabinet. You may have those.
They're from like two Christmases ago.
No, they're from this Christmas.
Uh-huh. Why did I see them in there last October?
This Christmas. Because it was a different box.
No, continue the song.
This is not what this episode is about. I assure you, this episode is a review episode.
What are we reviewing this time?
We are reviewing...
I hope it's Until Dawn.
If we're reviewing Until Dawn, fuck that. I'm out. That was a
from Supermassive Games.
It's a scary game.
Available only on PlayStation 4.
Exclusive.
Released in August 2015.
August 26th,
right?
This single player horror phenom, Until Dawn.
Yes.
You can look at him because I played it. I beat it. He doesn't know nothing about it.
I have no idea.
Actually, he watched the last chapter. Yeah, I did. Two alive. So the goal of the game is you have a series of survivors, typical horror setup. They're returning to a cabin where something bad happened.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the game is it's a series of decisions and small button games where you basically try and keep them alive until dawn. You have 8 different people, and our first playthrough, trading the controller between me, DK, and Jane... We ended up with 2.
Yeah. Well, no, technically there's 9, but Josh, one of the characters who turns out to be a bad guy. He dies no matter what. So
he's not a bad guy, he's just crazy.
He doesn't, but he killed 2 of them.
At this point, since we're talking about the game, we should say spoilers.
Yeah,
spoilers. Always spoilers.
DK don't believe in spoilers. We haven't played the fucking game yet. I mean, I only have a PS4, and I beat the fucking thing.
I mean, it came out in August.
that shit came out when it was still like 80 degrees out, so that's their fault.
Yeah.
That's true. But this game...
But fine, fuck it, spoilers, all right? We'll put it in the goddamn headline.
I already said it.
Put it in the headline.
There's no need for it now.
Put it in the headline.
Oh, I don't do that part.
Can you put
so
it in the
it's
headline?
An interactive drama.
Yes.
/ survival horror is what it is listed in its
half
genres.
And half, I'd say.
Yeah.
A lot of drama.
It was originally scheduled to be released on the PlayStation 3, and it had a feature of PlayStation Move support.
Which is
their, it's like their Kinect.
Their Wii.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it was reintroduced as a PlayStation 4 exclusive in August 2014 and released worldwide a year later. So this, you start off in the very beginning in a different, in like kind of like the prequel to the movie, the prologue to the movie where...
Yeah, they give you the background, right? Isn't that what I watched? Did I watch that?
No,
I
you watched previously. You watched pretty much our entire gameplay.
Oh, no. I watched it when you guys did the behind-the-scenes stuff and that creepy-looking dude that kind of looked like a dead Jack Nicholson was talking.
And he was in the game. He's one of the game creators.
And yeah, and he even didn't have a tooth in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had more scars.
Yeah. He was missing weirdness. A couple. Yeah.
They used the likenesses were nice. They were really good.
Insane, weren't they? Yeah. What's-his-face from Constantine?
Peter Stormare. Brent Ward from, or Brent Ward, Brent Dalton.
Burt Ward.
No, Brent Dalton, who plays Ward, he was the main character, the guy that you got killed at the end.
Yeah.
Hayden Panettiere, she's...
From Heroes.
Heroes. Yes.
And what is she on now? She's doing some kind of singing thing. Nashville. What? I know that. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because we don't know what that is.
It's a TV show.
You're a creepy weirdo that knows what she's doing in Nashville.
Because she's hot.
And right now.
She's hot, but the game definitely first off, made
there's
her
a lot of hot chicks out there. You mean to tell me you follow all of these hot chicks?
No, I found one, and I vaguely even know what she's on.
And at the time,
probably ecstasy.
So where have you?
He knows her best as a child in high school, so that's what makes it super creepy.
Listen, I was in high school when that show came out. Okay,
I wasn't. I had my own apartment when that show came out.
All right, then I wasn't in high school then when that show came out.
Liar.
All right, maybe I was a little.
It's not that old, Tonelli. I mean, come on now.
Fuck. No, it's not. Shit, I was
get
working
him, DK.
On...
We might be the same age, but you're fucking old, dude.
It's like 2006.
No, it was 2005, something like that. Yeah, somewhere.
So I'll look that up in the meantime.
In the meantime, yeah.
Why don't we talk about the gameplay? How'd you feel about the game? Oh. Like the way the controls worked?
Oh, okay. So it's a choice-based game. You have to make decisions. Like, it's reactive, like, buttons, you know. Decisions. Oh, shit, you're slipping. Triangle, you know.
Decisions that haunt the rest of your fucking game.
Yeah,
dude.
Oh, and every decision you make changes matters. The rest of the mm-hmm. game. Every decision is live or die with different words.
Is that what that butterfly effect thing was that kept coming up in the corner?
Every time you've seen, like, that little, like, explosion thing in the corner come out of butterflies, that's what it meant.
It's either something you're doing is going to change the future, or something just happened that was a result of something you did earlier that changed the future.
See, that's, I like that. I like that there's different
ways. It's got to give you a way to realize that you are playing, like, how you were playing the game wrong. You know, like, when you see the thing pop up, it's like, all right, so I can change that. Something there went wrong. Like, you know?
And you do get to play as all of the characters at some point. And you get to make your own little choices. And with the one character, Josh, you only get to play with him for a couple minutes at the end of the game. But it's insane.
Yeah,
and it's
that
one
was
of
the
most
coolest
intense
parts.
Moments of the game.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And what are they going up against? Wendigos? Is that what it
Wendigos,
is?
Wendigos, yeah. The old Native American folklore thing.
Do they go into that at all in the game?
Yeah, yeah. It's so Wendigos are what people turn into after they succumb to cannibalism.
Okay.
So that's an old Indian, like, Native American folklore thing. You know, like, you eat human flesh, you turn into a Wendigo and turn into this weird spirit being that just wanders around the forest and turns other people into Wendigos.
Right.
And so in this game they're real and you're trying to
it's an Indian
trying to get away
ground.
From them, really. You're not really even trying to, like, let's do this. It's like, fuck, we gotta get out of here, you know? Like, every character is very aware that they're in a shitty situation.
See, I wasn't really sure what to expect. Just a little bit of information. I feel like you might have told me about this game beforehand.
No, I just found out about
it. Did you really? Yeah. All right, then I don't know.
We found out about it on New Year's Eve, rented it, and played that all night.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it looks amazing. I think all the likenesses are freaking fantastic.
Yeah, it
amazing.
Looks so good.
Yeah,
it's
so
beautiful.
Good.
It feels more like a, I don't know, from the little bit that I've seen, for a game, quote unquote, it doesn't feel like a game to me, really.
It's more of a movie.
It's more a movie. It's like, it feels more like that choose your own adventure storybook, you know what I mean, than it does a video game.
And because of that, the characters end up really well developed no matter what you choose.
Right.
Like, they all end up very interesting and, like, you know, they wrote it like you would write a horror movie, but they basically did the you choose the scare thing where they wrote a bunch of different alternate ways it can go depending on what you do.
Yeah, and every time, you know, you make a decision, the story changes throughout the rest of the thing, so you'll see different things happening to different people. And they made this game specifically for replayability.
Right.
So you will go at this time and time again, trying to get the achievement to get everybody killed, and then get the achievement to keep everybody alive, and then get the achievement to kill all the girls, and so on and so forth.
One of those is easier than the others. Yeah. Getting everyone killed is very easy.
And then Merrick killed Jess.
Yeah,
the
we
hardest
thought she
one
was
to keep
dead.
Alive. Merrick killed her.
Although, fucking, that was the one who got her jaw, like, fucking
ripped off,
right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, the visual on that.
Brutal, and earlier in the game, somebody gets sawed in
it's
half.
M.A., for sure.
Yeah.
The game is rated M.A.
Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely, they're dropping F-bombs fucking left and right.
It's true. F-bombs fucking left and right.
One of the coolest things I thought about, I don't think he really got a chance to see it, was the psychiatrist part.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I only saw one piece of that.
Yeah, he saw the last shot of him doing it. Yeah, but well, it's great because it evolves as you play.
Yeah,
because
like he'll ask you about like your fears and shit.
Right.
And then the next time, like, his fears were clowns, needles, and snakes.
Yeah, I was just picking random shit. Yeah.
He said crows were scary.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of crows.
No, I didn't. Then, like, crows wasn't one of the things. Yeah.
But then, like, the next time you see the psychiatrist, there's, like, a jar with a snake in front of you, and then there's, like, a set of needles. Oh, that's fucking
cool. Yeah, he's just trying to freak you out and shit. Like,
now, is he a figment of someone's imagination?
Jones. Yeah, yeah. I think he's his actual psychiatrist, but everything you see in the game is a figment of his imagination. Because at first you see him. I mean, some of the beginning stuff may have been real. It may have been flashbacks.
Yeah.
But most of the, as it progresses throughout the game, the it's happening as though he's seeing his psychiatrist while the game is taking place.
Well, no, because there's the first couple where it's him sitting in a chair in a baseball hat. That stuff could have happened because all he's asking him is about his relationships with his friends and how he feels about them. And things like that. You know, he's not referring to specific things that happened yet.
Right, I'm saying it progresses.
Right, but as it progresses, it starts being like, all right, he's imagining this now. It's like, it looks like the first couple were flashbacks, and then it started just being...
Right.
Yeah, once it turned, like, to the office, to, like, the torture chamber, when he's, like, talking to you.
Yeah. Like, well, it was like, all of a sudden, there were some boards on the window when he would go stand near the window, and then, like, more boards, and then there was a thing in the corner, and then all of a sudden, we're in a torture chamber, like...
And then earlier on, a couple chapters in, because it's all chapters, and then every chapter you get a previously on, like, a show.
Yeah, right, which is great.
And a couple chapters in, you start seeing, after you see, like, the killer that's running around,
because
it starts off, you think there's just a killer. You think it's just a guy that's running around killing people. And he's got, like, a clown mask, and you see a mannequin leaning up against the window in the side with the clown mask on as he's talking to him. It's before you know it's Josh.
Right.
So you're taking stabs at guessing who you think it is, and the whole time, every time we see him, we're like, you think it's this guy? You think it's this guy? Maybe it's him.
Yeah, you know, and the killer isn't even really the problem.
Yeah.
Like, that's the funny thing.
I don't know. It definitely looked interesting. I mean, and I like every time we talk about reviewing a game, the replayability aspect is always the biggest thing for everybody.
This one has, oh my god.
Yeah, right. Like, I want to play it. I want to play it like 10 more times. I want to see all the. I want to keep everybody alive and murder fucking everybody.
I want to murder Emily every time.
She apparently dies a couple different ways because my brother was saying that he shot her in the face.
Yeah. I'm sure you could probably get the different stages with different people.
Yeah.
You know, like the scene, the chick who got her jaw busted off. You got her killed earlier in the game,
and it was a simple decision that I made wrong. It was either run or hide, and that's it. You know?
Why isn't there always? Nope, not fucking happening button. Like that, like jumping, every time you jumped into the water. Nope, not fucking happening.
The funny thing is, like, you end up knowing things about the story that, like, if you were there, you would be doing it differently. But also, if you were there, you wouldn't know those things. Like, the whole, like, Jess never saw the whole don't move in front of Wendigos thing. Because there was a thing, like, they're like T-Rexes. You just stand still in front of them and they don't see you.
Right.
And so, like the whole time in that situation where it was, like, run or hide, I was like, isn't just stand still an option? Like, because I would do that.
Right.
I was like, I'm up for the don't move part. Like, I can do that. Like, yeah, but it was fucking intense.
That's the don't move part is cool, too. Because, like he says, you have the predator vision or whatever. They have that vision where if you move, it's the slightest thing. So you have to keep the... You have to keep the controller still.
Is that what that is? It's the controller you have to hold still?
You have to keep your hands completely
still.
Yeah,
I couldn't do that.
Put it down.
Which is crazy, because later on in the game, they start confronting you face to face with the thing, so your character's standing there, and the thing just starts creeping closer and closer.
Oh, fuck that.
Jittery right up to your guy, and you're like, oh, fuck, it's hard for me to stand still.
Shit. Like, I want to be like, cringe.
Yeah. Shit that, like, pops up on you.
Yeah, I heard.
They'll try and make you jump too.
I heard Jane might have jumped a little bit.
Oh no, the jumps always get me.
It's cheap thrills, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, out of a game, it's the most excitement you'll get out of a game.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
It's crazy. It is crazy how much of the movie aspect is incorporated into it. You know, just.
Yeah, that's why they brought that strange looking fella on. Like, because he's a horror director. He runs Glass Eye Pictures.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of, like, B-horror and stuff. And, like, that's exactly what they were shooting for. And it came out really good.
No, they got it, too, right?
Yeah. They nailed it. Like, the setting and everything.
And you know what? They got familiar enough faces that would draw people in going, hey, I think I know them, but not like stars, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It actually encourages me to check out some, what was it, Glass Eye. Glass Eye production. Come if you want to see some of their movies.
Right, yeah, because it's like, that was done pretty well. Yeah. But then you look back at it and you're like, all right, if I wasn't playing this, would this be a good movie? And it's like, yeah, but I bet there's some playthroughs where it wouldn't be. Like, probably. No, it all depends. But it's and even some of the, like, the framing is really well done, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all like, the shots.
You'll be walking through, and it'll be a shot from, like, above. And then, like, another walk through, and it's a shot through the bushes and the trees as you walk by.
It's all very cinematic.
It'll be, like, a really shot in like, a corner of a wall, and then you just see, like, the body lying in there.
See, that's cool. And that's, like, that adds to that aspect of the game. Yeah. And that makes up for, like I said, I mean, it's more of a movie than it is anything. But it looked good to me. I mean.
Yeah, it was incredible. The graphics alone are worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That's PS4 these days, though, I guess, huh? That's what we're in.
Well, I mean, I'm scrolling down the wiki page here, and I'm looking at the critical response section.
Very good, actually.
And, like, EGM gave it an 8 out of 10. It's a recommended game from Eurogamer.
Right.
Game Informer gave it a 9 out of 10.
That's awesome. That's a good one. Game
Informer. Yeah, Game Informer's really big.
From Metacritic, 79 out of 100. So
that is a weird scaling system.
It's like B+.
It was given an aggregated score of 80%. So that's
pretty damn good.
Yeah, among total game rankings, that's pretty crazy. I mean, not crazy, but it's like a good score.
Well, what would we rank it?
Well, they already have a sequel coming out. But they have a sequel in the making.
Is it a sequel, or is it just like it's basically the same thing, but a new character, a new story?
It's supposed to be a sequel, and it's supposed to be through the PlayStation 4 VR thing, so it's going to be in a virtual reality.
Oh,
yeah, they're working on that.
Yeah, that's
Jaguar's coming back.
That's supposed to be out either this year or February.
Or
February.
What was it, the Oculus Rift? Oculus Rift?
Yeah.
Was it called? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. I want it.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, I need to have that thing.
Well, what would you rate it? The game?
Oh, well, All right, so.
What do we do? 5 stars? 10 stars?
Whatever the 10? Fuck you want. I don't know. We'll figure it
out. Just make it up as you go.
If you do 5 and you do a 2.5, that's just a 6. Or a 5.
That's just a 6.
It's just a different number.
It's just a completely different number that makes no sense.
So, I think I'd give this game. I mean, graphics are a big deal nowadays, obviously, and that game has them. The controls can be a little, like, movement-wise, a little hard, like you're swimming against a current.
Well, because they're walking casually sometimes.
There's no running. It's walking.
Yeah,
and
that
walk
got
faster.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. It's
my
run
ass would
or
be
run faster.
Chew out.
But, even my fat ass would be running.
But, so, I'm going to knock a pang or two off for controls, but other than that, like, the storyline, it was cool. Scary, you know? I'd probably give it a 7.5.
7.5 out of 10?
Yeah.
Out of 30.
Out of 5.
Out of 30. 7 out of 5.
Yeah.
Me, if I had to, if I had to give it a number, it's 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only problem I had with it is the swimming against the current controls a little bit. Like, every once in a while, it was just like, oh, I just want to, like, run. It's more my fault than the game's fault, though, like, to be fair. But graphics-wise, it's awesome. Especially those psychiatrist scenes. Like, that dude, like, it's his face. Like, it's just his face. It's insane. And then,
And Hayden Panettiere, too.
Yeah.
Her face.
Yeah, straight up. Her it's just every is. Once in a while you catch them not blinking for too long.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But the gameplay idea is amazing. I love that. Storyline-wise, I think it's really original. Like, when the fuck have you seen a Wendigo horror movie?
Well,
you know,
it's
like, that's cool shit.
It's Indian Burial Grounds, though. That's why I didn't give it to you.
No,
much credit.
Not at all.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. The mountains, Indian Burial Grounds.
Yeah, no, they just considered the mountain sacred, so they didn't hunt there. That was the thing.
Whatever, it's got wolves and
it just
deer.
Of course it has to do with Native Americans, it's Wendigos, but like a Wendigo story has never been done. Not only that, but it's a layered story too, because you not only have a killer, you have a Wendigo too. So you get a monster and a serial killer. and some Jigsaw like play in there. And like
great
psychological thriller as well, like, and genuine scares. Like, it's a fun game to play, and the replayability is off the charts. So 9 out of 10 for sure. What about you, DK?
I mean, I'm going to go 9.5 out of 10.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I would go 10 out of 10, but you can't run. But other than that, I actually liked them controls. Like, I liked with the right stick. And you can, like, look around with your flashlight.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's a lot of fun.
I really like that. Visually, it's a great game. Storyline. 9.5 for me. I mean, you guys pretty much summed up everything, so.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really say too much. You can say a million things about it, but after that, it's just, like, it's a great game. But,
it's just the same things over and over again, but.
How about you tonight from your overall?
I only saw a bit of it.
Would you, if we got it again for the day, would you fucking come over?
Oh, I'd play it. Yeah, no, I absolutely would play it. I mean, based off of what I've seen, you know, the way you guys talk about it, man, it looks so beautiful. It really does for a game. Although I think I'm right around the range wise as Jane, 7.5-ish, somewhere around there. Only because. For a game, there isn't much actual game to it, you know? And no running, you know, I don't know. It's stupid little nonsense. But like I said, I didn't really play the game. I just watched it and caught the tail end and the previous ons from you guys. But based off of that, yeah, I'd say 7.5-ish for me out of 10.
Yeah. And rounding out, that works out to be an 8 out of 10. Which is pretty much whatever all the critics are giving it. Yeah.
Which is perfect.
So we agree. It's really good. Definitely worth a try. Definitely worth buying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like most problems.
It's probably better to buy it.
Honestly, yeah. You're gonna get a lot of play out of it. Yeah. It's worth it.
You're gonna wanna keep doing it different ways and
showing your friends how fun it is. And scaring your friends with it.
Yeah. Now if you're looking to play Sonic, this isn't your game.
Yeah.
No.
This is not a very speedy game.
Yeah, it's don't get us wrong. This isn't Sonic.
Let's see. A full playthrough took us about how long, you think?
You started on New Year's Eve?
The first death they showed us in the recap said 6 hours and 40 minutes. So we played it for about 6 hours and 40 minutes.
All together?
Probably closer to 7.5.
Yeah. Because I remember seeing something at like 6:50 something.
Yeah.
Like towards the end. Yeah,
it didn't take us 9 or 10 hours.
We also missed a lot. There was a lot that we didn't like.
I'm sure different decisions would have caused.
And sometimes you just like go to innocently open a door, checking out the place, and turns out now you're in a different situation.
Yeah,
like and you're running. You know.
And also, like when we kill people, that's a chunk of the story taken out.
Exactly.
So
that's true. Well, that 9-10 hours was like an average time. So I imagine you can have like a 14-hour game out of it.
If not more than that. Yeah. You know?
I'm happy to say, though, most of our deaths occurred like after like chapter 6 and onward. We didn't really kill
anyone when killings were pretty much started.
Yeah.
Was like 5.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we thought Sam died and then we thought Josh died. And that like they kept messing with you, you know? Or Jess, not Sam.
No, the first way someone could die, we died. Well, no, we thought we died.
No, it might have been earlier than that.
No, it was
honestly.
Jess, because we thought we died.
She
died.
Out the window, looking at her next now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like third or fourth chapter.
Yeah, but we were wrong.
Yeah.
We didn't kill
her. How did she live
Well, you
that?
Did.
Those things lifted her out of the window.
Yeah, I killed her later. Yeah, but, I mean, run.
That's right, DK killed Emily with a fucking...
I killed Emily. Who else did I kill?
Well, the twins at the beginning, if you count that. I mean, I think they were supposed to die.
Yeah.
So for the whole story to happen.
What if we just
happen?
Kept them alive? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, boring second part of the game.
Right?
I killed the most.
You blew up a
you
house.
You killed
of
a house full of people.
I killed Mike. I killed
no,
Ashley.
No, we each killed the same amount. We each killed 3.
I killed Jess. Mike, Ashley, and Jess. That's 3.
I killed Matt.
You killed Matt. DK killed Emily.
I don't know
Chris and Sam lived. So there's only one more. There's no way you killed as many as me. Unless you're counting the twins at the beginning. In which case, she killed that guy with the flamethrower.
There's no one killed that guy because he dies.
That's what I mean. Like, if we're counting the twins, we count that guy too.
Well, Josh don't count then, right?
Nah. Yeah. Yeah, you only killed like two people, man. Good shit.
Could have sworn I killed more than that.
Isn't that the, like...
Gotta work on that.
Isn't the objective to keep them alive?
Well, trying to.
Fuck. Unfortunately, yeah.
I kept two. The two I liked most.
Yeah.
Except for Matt. R.I.P. Matt.
Yeah, that was my bad guess. Rip Matt. He was our hero.
It happens. I lost Jessica, we thought.
Yeah.
We thought.
It turns out, I had that moment too, when Josh first died, I was just like, shit, man, that's my first one I killed. And then he came back, I was like, ha-ha!
Turns out he's crazy.
Turns out he's a fucking liar. And an asshole. Punched a woman in the face.
He did. Oh, he fucking drilled her, dude.
Knocked her out.
Cold out.
Okay. Usually I've got to see
some of this game.
Yeah. Usually a bruise takes a little while to show up. I mean,
nope.
He knocked.
She had a shiner.
Right away.
Yeah.
Like, you knew that fist was in there.
Yeah.
All up in there. And that was our review for Supermassive Games Until Dawn. Until next time, this has been Jane.
Until Mare.
Until Tinelli.
Dawn of DK.
Should have said Untinelli. For the Wizard Nerdcast, thank you and good night.
Bye.
See ya.